Gibson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Japan for the G7 summit. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden greeted troops and Japanese officials at a hangar at a Marine Corps Air Base near Hiroshima before heading to a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
The bottom line, Mr. Prime Minister, is that when our countries stand together, we stand stronger.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the two leaders have a lot to talk about ahead of the larger Group of Seven summit.
The military dimension of the alliance, the economic dimension, the recently concluded agreement on clean energy, the work we're doing together on economic security. This alliance, I think, is in a genuine high water mark.
The president's cutting his trip short in hopes of finalizing a deal to raise the government's debt limit. White House staff who've been negotiating with Congress will be along for the trip and be part of the team updating the president on the status of the talks. I'm Jennifer King.
Prime Minister Kishida has agreed with President Biden to continue sanctions against Russia and support Ukraine, Kishida told reporters. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the next 2 months would help decide the fate of a deal which allows Ukraine to ship grain through the Black Sea. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday said Moscow had agreed to extend the agreement for 2 months. Ugandan Foreign Minister Jeje Odongo told a new joint news conference that several African countries depend on the grain.
We understand their plight, but we think whatever should be done in the interests of those in need, and not to use their need to the advantage of others.
Russia had set a Thursday deadline for its concerns to be ironed out or had threatened to bow out, but neither Moscow